Gentlemen, welcome to Aiken City Council meeting of October 10th, 2011. And we're so pleased that everyone is here. And as we go through our meeting, if anyone has a comment they might like to make on any of the issues, feel free to raise your hand, and we'll certainly ask you to come up to the mic and listen to your comments. We always want to be open in that effect. As we begin our meeting, if you would, we will have council prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Almighty and gracious God, we come to you this evening with praise and gratitude in our hearts for the many blessings that you have bestowed on our community. We give thanks to the opportunity to serve on council. We thank you for our citizens who are with us this evening and those who give so willingly of their time to serve our city in so many important and different ways. Tonight we ask for your wisdom and guidance for our council, staff, and citizens as we conduct the business of the city in service to our citizens. Be with us, Lord, as we discuss the issues before us and give us the guidance we need to make the decisions that are in the best interest of our citizens and community. For it's in your holy name we pray, and we give you the honor and the glory. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any additions or deletions necessary to the agenda this evening?
I would just like to ask a question regarding the solicitor report that we got in our packet.
Okay. We'll just add that onto item 5, Dick?
Yeah, okay. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda with the addition, please.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Under the minutes, a consideration of the minutes of the regular meeting of September 26, 2011. Any discussion necessary? If not, do we have a motion and a second to accept them?
Move for approval, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. I'll second it. Show of hands, please. All in favor? It passes unanimously. Under presentations this evening, we have two. A special presentation to Centennian Cecilia McGee. I hope I said that right. Centennian, 100 years old. Now, unfortunately, she could not be with us. But we do have Rosemary English, who is going to be here in her stead. And Rosemary, why don't you meet me down there, because we have a plaque and I would like to read it, and then you can take it when you leave. In the spirit of true character, Cecilia McGee, recipient of the 2011 Mayor's Character Award. Your endurance, compassion, faith, virtue, and wisdom are an inspiration to all. You celebrate 100 years. We thank you for being a positive citizen of character. So thank you for being here. And you are one too, by the way. Thank you for being here. And thank you for taking that to her.
Mr. Mayor and members of City Council, I'm humbled to receive this reward for Mother McGee, as we call her. She's such an inspiration, and on her behalf, I'd like to say thank you all.
Well, while you're here, and maybe you can add to this, Mrs. McGee has been so active over the years in the church. To one point, she was director of Sunday school, and also very helpful to other people.
Yes.
And I understand, and I've got some thoughts from Beverly, and I thank Beverly for this. She's acted kind of as the grandmother for many of the young people in Cumberland.
She has indeed done just that, and she's such a spry young lady. I say that because she is just that. She's 100, but you would never think so. She's in Sunday school almost every Sunday. She's at Bible study every Wednesday night, and she's sure to let you know if something is missing.
I had the honor and pleasure of meeting her a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her since, but I would agree with my quick thoughts.
Right. Just for one example, just this past Sunday, I think it was, maybe last Sunday, her daughter was carrying on the services, and we have an Apostles' Creed, which comes directly after the service, just before the service ends. And Angie, her daughter, almost forgot the creed. And it was Mother McGee who was saying, "The Apostles' Creed, the Apostles' Creed." So that's just how sharp she is. So
well,
thank
very
you.
Good. You're so welcome. Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor, we do have other members of the church here, and I'd like to ask them to stand if they don't mind at this time.
Sure. Would you stand?
My college roommate is here, Ms. Jackson, right here.
Thank you all for being here. Item 2, Aiken Center for the Arts, Facade Improvements. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. As part of our budget process, Council will recall that we were finishing our improvements to the alley and B Lane area, installed paver brick, undergrounded several utility lines, and installed street lining and other improvements in the B Lane area. As part of that, the Aiken Center for the Arts approached you about providing funding for facade improvements to the back entrance of the center. Kristen Brown is here with several of the board members and would like to do a presentation at this time. And I'd also like to recognize in our audience tonight, Mayor and Council, Cam Scott, who is the architect on this project. Kristen, if you could come forward at this time and make your presentation to Council, please.
I'm going to ask Cam Scott and Skipper Carey to present tonight. Thank you.
We appreciate being here tonight. We just kind of want to give you an update on everything that's taken place. We came by before you, I guess, last December and January, I think, with this request, and you kindly approved it, and we wanted to show you the fruits of the labor and just give you a quick little view of what was once there, back corner alley, which wasn't very distinguished or attractive, and what's transformed back there now, along with y'all's streetscape improvement. We tried to combine together, and we feel like we've improved the back of our building immensely. Again, this was an old picture from a while back showing what it was, and now we see the improvement. New intro,
wow.
Ways, new canopy. We hope you're happy because we're very happy because summer camps right here. This is our drop-off area for summer camps. You don't realize how many people come through here. Kristen, how many we have coming here? But we have a big auto drop-off line in the summer. And
400.
How many?
400.
400. So this is working great for us because the kids can get off right here for the summer camps and go into the building in a secure manner and not really clog up traffic on Lawrence Street. So we feel like this has been a win-win for everyone. So and I've been a past board member, and Skipper's the new president of the member of the board, and Sharon Brown's over there, former member. Ronnie, he's here too. Yeah, Ronnie. So, and we know Skipper doesn't like to talk any, so I'm
just be a second because I need to confess. When I used to sit right there about 12, 13 years ago, couple of folks in Center for the Arts, before it's even close to what it is today, came and asked us for a bunch of money. Well, Buzz Jackson and I were full of ourselves that night. We just told him, you shouldn't just come ask for money all the time. We'll help you raise the money. And about, I don't know how many thousands later, and I've got to be president now, and I'm still raising money for him. So I'm not going by mouth anymore at City Council. I'm shutting up. Thank you.
Thank you. So, our last slide says thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you all so much. It looks lovely.
Thank you.
What a difference. What a difference.
We didn't go over budget, Steve.
Great.
Thank you.
Hey, before Ronnie leaves and all of you leave, I just want to make note here. Ronnie Maxwell and Skipper were on City Council years past, and we thank you. And we thank you for the work that you did while you're on council, certainly, and to help us to be where we are today.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you all. Thank you. And old business, first item, appointments to boards and commissions. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. At last council meeting, Councilmember Homoki recommended Martin Buckley be reappointed to the Building Code Board of Appeals Committee. If reappointed, Mr. Buckley's term would expire on May 12, 2013. For consideration tonight is one appointment, that is Martin Buckley to the Building Code Board of Appeals Committee.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the appointment of Martin Buckley to the Building Code Board of Appeals Committee.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion? If not, show hands, please. All in favor? Vote the passage unanimously. Okay, how about other recommendations for reappointment or new appointees? Anybody? I have two. Brenda Mills to the Recreation Commission and Royal Robbins to the General Aviation Commission for our agenda next meeting. I'm sorry? Brenda to the Recreation Commission. Okay. Item 2, second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex 1738 Two Notch Road and zone it RS-10. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of this ordinance is an ordinance to annex to the corporate limits of the City of Aiken certain property consisting of 0.27 acre of land, more or less, owned by Judith W. McNeely, and located at 1738 Two Notch Road, and to zone the same residential single-family RS-10. Our Planning Commission reviewed the annexation request and voted unanimously to recommend annexing this property at council meeting on September 26 on first reading. City Council unanimously approved this annexation request. And for consideration tonight on second reading and public hearing is this ordinance to annex property at 1738 Two Notch Road and for it to be zoned RS-10.
Okay, thank you, sir. This is second reading and public hearing, so if anyone in the audience would like to speak on this issue, you may do so. If not, it's back to City Council for consideration.
Mr. Mayor, I move for approval of this annexation on second reading.
Second.
Let's have a second. Any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Item 3 is the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex property at 126 Vivian Drive and zone it RS-15. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of this ordinance is an ordinance to annex to the corporate limits of the City of Aiken certain property consisting of 1.18 acres of land, more or less, owned by Ellen and Kevin Staniszewski, and located at 126 Vivian Drive, and to zone the same residential single-family RS-15. Planning Commission did review this annexation request and voted unanimously to accept it. City Council approved this ordinance on first reading at your meeting on September 26, 2011. Council will recall I said this is my neighbor, and council definitely needed to approve it. And Mr. Stanisewski came tonight just to make sure that council would approve the request. Again, this is for your consideration on second reading and public hearing an ordinance to annex property at 126 Vivian Drive, and that it be zoned RS 15.
Okay, thank you, sir. This is second reading public hearing, so if anyone in the audience would like to speak on this issue, you may do so. If not, it's back to City Council for consideration.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to approve this ordinance to annex property at 126 Vivian Drive and zone it RS 15.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, any discussion?
Just a quick question. How do we talked last meeting about offering new annexes, a used green barrel. Mm-hmm. That's somebody will get with Kevin and let him know.
Yes, staff with Mr. Yeah. Coakley's Public Services Division will do that, Mr. Duarte.
Thank you very much.
Yep. If they want to purchase a new one, they can.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Okay, any discussion? If not, show of hands. Passes unanimous. Okay, new business. Item one, first reading of an ordinance approving renewal of a lease by Aiken Corporation with URS for property on Newberry Street and adjusting loan payments. Mr. Pierce, please.
Mayor, thank you so much. This ordinance has a very simple title, an ordinance approving Aiken Corporation renewing its lease agreement with URS. It is time for Aiken Corporation to renew their lease with URS for their corporate headquarters. As council will recall, the city continues to own the dirt that the building is on that contains the URS offices, the lobby, and then the URS Theater for the Performing Arts. The lease that Aiken Corporation has negotiated with predecessors entitled to URS were for 5-year terms. The facility is now 10 years old, so it is time for renewal of the lease. Mr. Brody, who is here, is chairman of the Aiken Corporation to answer council questions, but he has informed me that Aiken Corporation has negotiated a renewed lease for a 5-year term with URS for $28,090.20 per month. Since we are in the process, or Aiken Corporation is in the process of renewing this lease, there were some housekeeping matters that Mr. Brody wished to present to council at this evening's meeting. And, of course, as part of the second reading, based upon council's reaction to his request tonight, then we will proceed to go forward and amend the ordinance as necessary. In particular, Mr. Brody is requesting that the rental receipts under the lease that Aiken Corporation has negotiated with URS be divided so that $10,000 of each monthly rental payment could be used by LED Aiken Corporation to help retire the debt owed to Security Federal Bank for the Railroad Depot building construction. $10,000 go towards retiring the debt that the City of Aiken is owed by Aiken Corporation for the building construction, and that the remainder of the lease payment be used by LED, that's Leading Economic Development, for operating costs for LED. In addition, the existing note that's signed by Aiken Corporation has a minimum interest rate of 4%, and Mr. Brody's here today to make a request that interest rate be renegotiated and that council charge the same interest rate that is charged to the city, which is 1% above the local government investment pool. That investment pool is somewhere in the neighborhood of 0.23% based on the most recent financial report that I've received. So with that background, Mr. Brody.
I think the ordinance set forth the request. I'll be glad to answer any questions that anybody has.
This request approved by the board, or is it your request?
That's right.
Is this request approved by the board of the Aiken Corporation, or is it your request?
And Mr. Dwyer, I failed to mention that in my comments.
Approved by the board.
The executive committee met and did vote unanimously for these terms.
I think it's been less than a year that we heard that we were going to continue to make efforts, and I don't recall the subject at hand at the council meeting, but we were going to continue to make efforts to complete the fundraising pay off the debt.
That is continued underway. There is a process being set up that will not only look at that, but other needs in the city as a fundraiser be announced sometime in the near future.
But it does
include paying off the debt on the railroad.
It does not.
Does.
It does. And that loan is $690,000?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Started off at $8,000.
Why would anybody want to donate to pay off this debt if the city's already going to make this arrangement?
Well, there's a feeling that people will support not only that, but two other parts of the package, which, as I say, will be announced later.
Well, considering that this was a project that wasn't supposed to cost the public any money, this is about the third request since I've been on council asking for special deals and special exceptions. When we renewed the lease with URS, did we consider at all an increase? I mean, the same lease rent for 15 years?
We followed the original agreement, which we are bound by.
There was something in there that said that it was going to be $28,092 and we could never change it?
No, but
CPI
it,
not?
It sets the procedure for determining the interest, determining the lease payment. And we followed that procedure and was not able, because of changes in banking and all the problems that banks are having, to effectively use that procedure. And our board, in its wisdom, elected to recommend that we keep the same interest as we had, I mean, not the same interest, same payment that we had for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that. I mean, the CPI has gone up in the last 10 years. I can't think of too many people or businesses renting property that haven't had some increase.
The lease payment, according to the original lease, is supposed to be the same as the best interest rate you get on amortized 20-year loan. And nobody in today's banking climate will talk to you about a 20-year fixed-rate loan.
Yeah, I was going to wait for to address the interest rate. I'm only talking about the principal, the $28,000 that URS is going to pay per month. I mean, wouldn't it seem fair to everyone that that be $29,000 or $31,000? Or are you telling me you don't have the...
I'm telling you that our board, because of not being able to comply with the original lease agreement as to how you arrive at the payment, in their wisdom determined that the payment would be the same as it was for the past 5 years.
All right. I'll just agree not to understand the logic.
Mr. Brody, in the next 5 years, will you be able, you think, to... if situation presents itself to, if you need to go forward with raising the lease on the building, the next time you negotiate this?
We'll be able to do what?
Increase the lease payment on the building from URS.
Well, we can consider that. We first are bound by the initial blanket agreement,
right,
which determines how you arrive at the payment. Now, if you follow that procedure, and it doesn't work out that you can use that, then it would be up to the board to determine what the lease payment would be at that time.
Could we get a copy of that agreement?
Okay.
Be in our packet next time?
Yes, we'll make sure it's in there.
The money I'm not sure I have the exact amount that's owed on the loan. It's, what is it, $2.1 million, somewhere around there?
$1.9 million,
okay, $1.9 million. That money right now has come out of a reserve fund. that I think more than likely when the loan was first made we had hoped would be repaid, but this is either the second or third time we're extending how long it's going to take to get that repaid. If we kept it the way it is right now, with the $20,000 going towards repayment of that loan, it's going to take us 8.5 years to pay off that loan. If we just $10,000 for the loan and $10,000 for the railroad depot loan, it's going to take us close to 15 years to pay off. I mean, it seems to me as though if we've got that much reserve money that we can loan it out, not worry about getting it back for anywhere from 8 to 15 years, maybe we have too much reserve.
Now, we'll need to discuss that because that reserve is part of it is depreciation and part of it is other money. So that's where this is coming from. And I'll need either Mr. Pierce or somebody to clarify that. But these reserves are just not free money sticking out there. They have a handle on them. Isn't that right, Mr. Pierce?
We do. Money it's part of the equipment replacement fund that we're continuing to pay into.
That's correct.
Right.
And then we're lowering the interest rate. This is an issue faced by millions of people around the country, but somehow in the city of Aiken, it's not a big problem. We'll just lower the interest rate to 1.2%. And my 8.5 year number and my 15 year number reflected the 1.2%. But again, this is a sweetheart deal, it seems to me, for every one of the citizens of Aiken, because once again, it's just doesn't seem in their interest. Is this lease a done deal? Is it already?
It's signed, yes.
It's signed. In your packet.
So why is it coming to us then if it's already a done deal? Are we expected to approve it, or is it?
Oh, no, wait a minute now. It's only half a done deal because it had to come to City Council for approval.
It's a lease that involves property that's owned by the city of Aiken. The city attorney can confirm, but that takes an ordinance for approval.
That's correct.
The balance that's owed is $1,938,342. That's in my memo. And then in the last paragraph of my memo, to the extent there's a change in the local government investment pool, it would not remain at the 1.2%. It would be adjusted as that fund interest rate adjusts.
And I think the adjustment would be annual.
That's the way it's currently
that's
drafted.
The way it's written in here. So
that's how it's currently drafted.
Yeah, this time next year we'll look and see if it's low or high.
I think that's an automatic indication too. That happens on an annual basis without coming back to council.
It wouldn't necessarily come back to council because that would be just an adjustment based on the note right. terms that the finance department would make as far as the account receivable.
Now, when this loan was first made, as I understand history, and I wasn't here. We were compelled to use the city to provide the loan because Westinghouse needed assurance rather quickly that we could do what we needed to do. And the stipulation at that time was that the Aiken Corporation, within the next year, would get a loan. I think this was the year 2000. And somehow we got into a habit of coming to the city for the loan. Have you thought at all of making an effort to get this loan given? It should not be difficult with the value that's in the property now. Have you thought of going to a private lender to get this money?
As the building progressed, construction of the building, and we worked on a lease agreement, we looked at several ways of financing the building. One was issuing bonds. It was determined that we couldn't issue bonds. The other was worked into the master lease agreement that we would go to the banks in the community and negotiate the best interest rate on a 20-year amortized loan. In addition to that, we talked with the city, and we felt that we got a better interest rate by going with the city. Well, that's why the loan is at the city.
Yeah, at the expense of tying that money up.
Mr. Brody, if I may please, what is the value of this building at this time?
My guess would be $4
million. What's going to happen to this building as soon as this note is paid off?
Well, we hope that we'll continue to lease to the existing lessor or to somebody else. That will generate a large cash flow that will come to the Aiken Corporation and can be used for public purposes in the city. I'd just like to point out while we're talking about that building over there, that brought 40 corporate jobs downtown. Thousands of people use that building to go see performances. It's been a tremendous asset to the downtown, just as everything else that the Aiken Corporation has done, all of which has been approved by City Council.
Understand. I don't quibble. It's a valuable building. I was there Friday night at a performance, Thursday night, I'm sorry. My only concern is the appropriate use of citizens' money. I can tell you, Mr. Brody, as I've said on many times, when I campaigned, one of the biggest questions and items, statements that were made by voters to me, which unfortunately are not made to our council because the Aiken Standard conveniently didn't even mention this item was on the agenda today, but people complained consistently to me on the south side about using public money for the railroad depot, and yet we've had this council support that process completely to my dismay. You've indicated that you need...
Let me comment on that. There's public money and there's public money. And when we say public money, sometimes everybody thinks of real estate tax. As far as I know, no real estate tax funds were used in any project that Aiken Corporation has been connected with. Those funds have come from accommodations tax, which is set up by state law, and those funds can only be used for those types of purposes, which bring in people to the community.
Well, public money is being used as we speak to maintain the building, and public money is going to be used to expand the building. That money that was, again, put in by council supporters in the third round of capital project sales tax, I think $500,000. So there's been a lot of public money put in. You've indicated that you need $8,090.20 for LED operating costs. That last time we talked about this, I recall that we lowered the payment rate from, and I could be off a little bit, but somewhere from $25,000 to $20,000, because you recognized the need to pay taxes and you needed that extra money. How much monthly are the taxes that are due on that building? Do you know?
There's no taxes due on the building. There's only income tax that we pay.
Taxes on the profit from the lease rental. That's what I'm getting at.
That's right.
And do you know offhand what those are?
We could get an accounting.
About $13,000 a quarter. When you add the state into it, it's about $15,000 a quarter, so $60,000 a year.
And we could get a more accurate statement. Yeah. Mr. Dewar, for the meeting on the 24th.
So that's $60,000, and we're asking for $96,000, and the other $36,000 goes to other expenses?
Well, it's been any excess that we have in that account has been going to pay off debt on the railroad.
Okay.
And we'll continue to do so.
Well, the ordinance does not mention at all the amount of the loan, and nor does it say, I don't think it says, I didn't read it, that once the loan is paid off, that the payments will revert back to the $20,000. We consider putting those two items in the ordinance that we're being asked to pass.
Nothing wrong with putting that in there.
We can better set that out, Mr. Dewar, if that would address your concerns. It says to retire the debt. So once the debt's retired.
Well, I understand, but.
It would redirect to the existing debt. We can better set that out, though. That's not a problem.
I think we got a good record of paying off the debt to the city. That loan started out at about $3.5 million, mm-hmm. and it's now down below $2 million. So we've in effect paid $1.5 million.
Yeah, no, you've never been delinquent.
We initially started out by paying 100% of the lease payment, which shows you the intent of the board to retire that debt as soon as possible. and that still is our intent.
How likely, Mr. Brody, are we to get in this situation again? I understand there are more projects. You're going to be dealing with the cultural center. You're going to be dealing with the SRS museum site. Are you willing to commit that you won't spend money on these activities until you have the money in hand, unlike what was done with the railroad depot?
Well, there's a good reason for helping out the railroad depot. We got in a situation over which we had no control when it appeared the funds were there to do it. So, but to answer your question, we haven't ever spent a nickel that hasn't come before City Council for their approval.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, that's...
And you didn't come to the council asking for approval to expand that complex at all. I don't ever recall in my 4 years on council that you...
To expand what?
To expand the railroad depot. It was supposed to be a small building, cost $250,000, not cost the taxpayers a dime, and you can see what it's evolved to.
As I recall, the committee made about three presentations to council as this progress. So we got different recollections on that.
So it's your recollection that the council approved what you did as you expanded?
The council was kept informed. Now, whether they took formal approval on it, I don't recall.
Anybody else on council want to help me on that? Mayor?
I'd like... Oh, I've got comments to make. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm doing a lot of listening.
All right.
First of all, we're on... We get off the subject. It seems like we bring in the depot. We bring in... Golly, Mr. Brody, what else have you got on mind? You promise this, you promise that, which I don't agree with, even asking the questions at this point. You know, it's very interesting. We've spent hours and hours and meetings talking with the small business folks and about what can we do to improve the business climate in our community. And we've worked very hard as a council, I think, in doing that and doing what we could do. There's more we can do, obviously, and we've got it in our strategic plan. But one of the things I hear right now is, you know, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I heard wrong, how come we're not raising the monthly fee on URS?
No, you didn't hear wrong. I did ask that question.
No.
Yes.
Why would we be raising it in the down economy that we've got when we're trying to help out? You know what? That facility, and it's been said already, is a great facility for our community, as is the depot. I happened to... Mr. Koffel, who is the president of URS, was in town over the weekend, and a number of us had lunch with him. And he is very happy with the city of Aiken supporting him in that building. Not only that building, but all the other buildings. They've got a major building out there, one of the centennial buildings that is full. And why would we even be talking at this point? I don't see the rationale in talking about let's raise the rate on it.
Well, let's
keep the interest high. Why can't we work with them? Why can't we work with our businesses? This seems to go counterproductive to what we've been talking about.
Do you have any sense that we're dealing with public monies here?
Of course I do.
Okay.
And the sense is, though, that this is good for our community. We're not losing any interest, are we, Wade?
No.
We're getting more than we did get with that money when it's invested in the pool.
Well, not by making this change, yes. Otherwise, we're getting 4%. As we stand today, we're getting 4%.
Okay.
And URS is not a small business. I wouldn't say what I'm saying if we were dealing with a small business. It's a major international company that certainly, I'm sure, pays higher vendor fees to almost everything they do business with. I don't know why the city of Aiken has to just take the position that we just don't think it's right to give them an increase in 15 years. 15 years. It just seems excessive to me. So I stand
Well, they haven't been here for 15 years.
No, they will be.
I'm trying to get a little bit of clarification. Okay, the railroad visitor center loan is somewhere in the region of 600 some odd thousand?
About 690,000 present.
Okay, six. Okay, now, under a 5-year contract, if you basically give $10,000 to it monthly, you'll be paid off almost within less than $100,000, right? But after that, even assuming that the rate or the rent will stay at $29,000 plus change, are you going to plan on putting $20,000 against the loan?
Go back to the city loan.
Oh, against the city loan.
Yeah.
And then when would you figure that would be totally debt-free? I mean, forget about future ventures, et cetera, et cetera. But when do you figure would be debt-free? About 12 or 13 years? Or?
In the mix, probably within the next 10 years is our goal.
Okay. And then, okay, once we've done all that, all the money we would collect from URS goes into our coffers as a, I don't want to say as a...
Well, it's money that the corporation can use for public purposes.
Yeah, well, you need to, okay. Mr.
Well, that's the question I have.
Councilman Mahokey, you need to clarify coffers. Once the debt is paid off, both debts to the city, then the money goes into the Akin Corp checkbook, coffer, whatever you want to call it. So let's just be sure we get the division here. And I've been doing a lot of bookkeeping.
That's exactly my question. Does the city reap the rent, or does it purely go to the corporation?
It'd go to the Akin Corporation.
But now, with the loan that Akin Corporation has from the city does get the loan repaid.
Yes.
And at 1%, what our money would get sitting in just the investment pool. That's the way that was set.
So you actually take title to the playhouse and the URS?
Not the playhouse. No. The corporation just owns the URS.
URS office side, yes.
Right.
We have a 99-year lease.
The title subject to a 99-year lease.
Yeah. Okay. Perhaps also in our package next week, I did this on the Internet. I don't agree with your 10-year thing. The numbers that I put in, it showed clearly if $20,000 went to the loan, it would be paid off in about 8.5 years. And if we split it 10 and 10, and again, there's an indefinite there because you don't know how long it's going to take to pay off the loan. Hopefully you'll continue your private fundraising, and what is $690,000 today might come down a little bit.
Right.
But assuming it did not come down at all, then it would be 15 years, I think.
That's correct on a true amortization,
yeah,
with no other funds coming in.
I figured about 13 years.
Well, I mean, Director Abney should be able to give us a simple spreadsheet on that, so we're all on the same page.
That's immaterial. I was just kind of curious,
yeah,
who's going to benefit from all the money that's going to be floating around. And
That money originally comes to pay the loan, and then it goes right directly to the Akin Corporation, and then you can do whatever you want.
Are you going to be back to ask us for a loan after you start making all that money?
No, we're going to come back to you and talk about what kind of project we're going to spend the money on.
Sounds good.
May I ask a couple of questions that a little bit under the radar from what you guys are talking about money? Wade, I want you to tell me how much you get paid for what you do in the Akin Corporation.
Thank you. pleasure of seeing the benefits.
Okay.
To
describe
the
for me what your agency is in this city.
What?
What the Akin Corporation really is.
Well, we were created by the city for three purposes. One was to enhance downtown. The other was to increase living, housing downtown, and the third was for industrial development. And, I hate to brag, but I'm pretty proud of what we've done over the last 20 years. Akin would not be where it is today, the envy of many places in the southeast, without what we've done over the last 20 years.
While that doesn't justify all the other things that might be in the future, I want to tell you that it really has made a difference in the time that I've been here to see the things that you have done downtown. And even though it might look like you may be some large corporation handling all of this, you really do kind of work to the benefit of the city. And I, for one, appreciate that. There have been times when you have been questioned about your projects, and they've all been fruitful. I don't know the one that might have failed, except one. And I just want to let you know that I think that that we have to look at this and say, this is not for Wade and it's not for the Aiken Corporation. It's for the city of Aiken. Everything that you've done has been for the city of Aiken. And we need to see that. We as a city, as a municipality, probably could not do all that you did and in the way that you did, at the cost that you've done it. And I just want the people out there to know that you are an arm of the city, that what you do is for us, and we should be proud of what you do.
Thank you.
And I don't disagree with anything she said. We just differ on the financial issues. What you've done for the city in your years of working with the Aiken Corporation has been very good for the city. And I will say that very clearly. Our differences are strictly financial.
Well, I think the city council has a representative to the Aiken Corporation.
Who represents
meeting. I think Reggie does.
Reggie and Leslie.
Leslie Price.
And basically, you know, if there was anything askew, I think they would be more than happy to let
That's
us
correct.
Know.
Well, let me just point out, we have representatives to a lot of places, and I don't recall hearing many of them come back to the council. Transportation, Aiken Corporation, there's a few others. And generally, they don't come back and say, hey, I went to the transportation meeting, I went to the Aiken Corporation meeting. Now, to be fair to the Aiken Corporation, we do get the minutes. That's been happening in the last year, and that's wonderful.
And the audit. And the audit.
Yes,
the audit
and the
reports.
Yeah. So we don't get a report necessarily from some of them, but this is good. This, if you read this, you're going to be kept well aware of what's going on with the Aiken Corporation.
With bated breath, I wait for my gray envelope.
Correct.
Absolutely.
All the details.
But I'm still concerned that we don't end up repeating what went on with the railroad depot with the other two projects that you're considering. And I will have to agree to disagree. I don't ever recall us having a say in you're going to add a baggage building, you're going to get this, you're going to get that. I just don't ever recall that going to
council. But you know why that happened.
Why what happened?
The shortfall on the depot. There was a pledge of $500,000 which didn't come through.
Which I don't think you ever had any expectation of coming through. That was the money from the county?
Yeah.
No, I never talked to anybody in the county that ever said they gave that serious consideration. But if that's what you were planning on, then I understand.
We had it in writing that they would be included in the sales tax package.
I didn't realize it.
Let's keep in mind also that I think most of that money that went into the depot was accommodation tax plus the once in sales tax from the county.
And some TIFF money also. That was
well, a TIF too.
Yeah,
that was all
money.
Infrastructure, though. The actual chief money came from donations from the public.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All aboard.
How much did they raise?
I'm thinking $1.2 million or $1.4 million, somewhere in that.
And as you mentioned a little bit earlier, you've got there's a group being formed right now on this fundraiser thing,
right.
And so.
So that could be a source of paying off and getting back to paying the debt to the city sooner. Another right. possible source is that if we sell the spec building, those funds will be used to pay that debt off, and we could get right back to making payments, increased payments to the city.
You're getting some calls, aren't you?
It's being showed right now as we speak.
Just like we're getting calls on other pieces of property that we have, too.
Well, one last question, if I may, Mr. Mayor. On this $8,090.20, do you expect that? I mean, is that a programmed amount that the office is going to be using or the corporation is going to be using for salaries, administration, and so forth? Or is there an excess in that, or is there a shortfall in that?
You're talking about the difference between the...
Well, between the 10, the 10, and the 8,000 that's left over.
Oh, the 8,000 that's left over. Well, it'll be able to pay taxes and for any other purpose that the corporation approves. For instance, there is a subcommittee or a committee of the Downtown Development Association that's working on bringing in new businesses to the downtown. ADDA, like a lot of other organizations, doesn't have a lot of funding. They came to the Aiken Corporation. We recently approved $5,000 for them to use for that committee. So it would be used for public purposes. Otherwise, if an excess builds up, it'll go to make payment on the debt, the railroad debt.
Okay, any other comments?
Last question. Are you contemplating any other fundraising efforts that might make it more difficult to raise fund to pay off the railroad depot loan?
Well, there's a possibility of, I know of one other probably major fundraiser if it goes forward, but we're also talking about doing a fundraiser for the railroad debt and a couple other entities, and I'm not at liberty to get into that since it's not complete.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Do we have a motion then?
I'd like to move that we approve this on first reading, the approval of the lease by the Aiken Corporation with the URS for property on Newberry Street and adjusting the loan payment.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Any other discussion? Yes, sir?
Yes. And Mr. Brody can correct me if my numbers are wrong. I've been kind of doing some of the background bookkeeping on it. The railroad, the loan that we've been talking about for the railroad is, as of now, is about $690,000. If you use the interest rate, and I use my numbers at 4% over the next 5 years, the excess is in the railroad checking account, because that checking account will go away now because the loan is a direct pay. We've got some pledges that are still coming in, and they're coming in at $2,500 to $5,000 a month, and that's in our records. So I used them there. And then also, in the LED checking, y'all have been talking about the $8,000, and I've taken the average of the expenses over the last 3 years. The excess per month is about $2,600 a month. And at the last meeting, we had a vote in there, which I made the motion of a second, that we'd pay another $20,000 out of the LED check-in, which is the Aiken Corp check-in, to pay down the loan. So we keep an eye on that to try to keep that balance as low as we can. But it has to stay at, from the rest of the year, we got to keep about $30,000 to $40,000 in there to pay the taxes coming the end of the year. So that's in there. The other part of it is there's two other things that are out there. There is a note which we should approve the next time at the board meeting, Mr. Wade and I are working on. The railroad, the Friends of the Railroad, I think is their proper name. There's going to be a note from them to Aiken Corp to repay their pledges that are not in yet. And as of the end of August, it's about $764,000, plus or minus, depending on the pledges come in. So there's going to be a note from the Friends of the Railroad, signed by them, that says they will pay back as the pledges come in the note that they owe from what y'all have been talking about. And then as that money comes back in, it'll go to URS to help pay that note down. So there's two entities here, and you got to keep them straight, okay? So that money will come back to us. So you'd call it paying the taxpayers back, as you said, or whatever you want to do. But there's a note for that. It might take 10 or 15 years, who knows. But it will be part of the three-party fundraising that he's talking about that's being worked on. So my point in all of this is that the money's being looked after, and we're hoping to get all of these pledges in of $764,000 over the next few years. Whether it'll happen or not, I don't know, but that's the plan. And there is a promissory note, and it's in our meeting minutes of Aiken Corp from July 31st meeting. So I just want to get this on the record, so if we go back in a year or two, you can go back and all these numbers match that I've given you today or tonight.
So will the financial forms that we get on a continuing basis reflect the amount of the debt that is owed
from the Friends of the Railroad to the Aiken Corp?
So the next month we're going to see this is going to be
$670,000? No. That's why I want to make it sure. The $690,000 is what the Aiken Corp owes to First Security Federal Bank.
Federal Bank.
Okay. That's separate. That's Aiken Corp to the bank. This other one is Friends of the Railroad to Aiken Corp. to pay down the debt that from pledges they haven't gotten yet.
So what's the real debt on the railroad?
$690,000. Once that's paid off, that's done.
It confused me, which doesn't take much. $690,000, which is owed to Security Federal, but $704,000 in pledges receivable?
That'll come in, and that's going to go to the debt to pay off the URS building.
Okay.
Well, I got a question. Well, I actually have two questions. One, are we finished with the building and what have you at the railroad station or the visitor center? Is there anything else, like a $500,000 project waiting in the wings?
There's more to be done, and I can be better answered by city manager.
Right. We've got $500,000 in the capital sales tax project that was round three that county council and the citizens have approved. That's for construction of a deck and a baggage building. That's also for the upfit of the railroad cars.
Okay.
That's all in the minutes of the council meetings of what that $500,000 are for. That was always for future projects,
okay,
not to retire debt.
So as of currently, whatever structure has already been built is what we owe $690 on, or what you owe $690 on, right?
Aiken, okay. Corporation.
The question I have is, what liability does the city have as regards the money we're supposed to collect from donations, et cetera?
That's Aiken Corporation.
It has nothing to do with the city.
Nothing to do with that. It was very clear in the minutes and the paperwork that the city was provided by Aiken Corporation, that the city received that building debt-free. So there is no city obligation on that debt.
Yours truly made sure that was in there.
Okay.
And there's no liability for these pledges. If they come in, it goes to pay off the URS loan. Therefore, the city gets paid off sooner.
The money that comes in on the pledges pays off the railroad depot debt.
And then after the excess will go towards the U.S. loan. So and I keep up with it for what it's worth to you.
So the sales tax is going to take care of the deck and the baggage room and the
outfit of the railroad cars.
Right?
That's correct.
And then the 760 is actually just
that's pledges towards to retire the debt on the actual visitor center and railroad museum, that building.
Okay.
To be an asset.
But then they're also collecting towards paying off their 690.
It's two different issues. You got
realize pledges that. And then you've got the loan. The pledges are more than the loan amount.
Okay.
Guarantee
okay.
It's right.
We ready now?
One last thing, Mr. Simmons and Mr. Rich, and Mr. Rich serves as our attorney, are supposed to present that note to Aiken Corp. Matter of fact, Wednesday, if it's ready.
Right.
And so once that is agreed to by Aiken Corp and voted on, it'll begin to show up in our financial spreadsheets as a separate entity.
It's a receivable.
And that's no different than Second Baptist Church managing and working with the Culture Center, where they have pledges going to the Culture Center, and then the other money comes in. So it's separated money.
Okay, very good. We've got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, opposed? Okay, passes.
Thank you.
5-1. Item 2 is the first reading of an ordinance to sell property to Habitat for Humanity as part of the Northside Revitalization Project.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The title of this ordinance is an ordinance authorizing the City of Aiken to sell certain real property to Habitat for Humanity, or just sell certain property to Habitat for Humanity. About 3 years ago, City Council approved selling up to 3 lots per year to Habitat for Humanity for token consideration, $1. I've had an opportunity to ride around town with Richard Church, who's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, and they are particularly interested in 2 lots. One was at 610 Hampton Avenue Northeast, and the other was at 1026 Cornish Street in Crosland Park. And they have asked council to approve deeding the property to them for the $1 consideration so they can construct Habitat homes on those parcels. And as I mentioned in my cover memo, We probably saw in the paper that the Habitat dedicated their 86th home recently. They have been involved, and Councilmember Evans worked very hard with the accessory buildings that are being placed at the Crosland Park homes. I think they've got more nails in them than a keg of nails, if I recall, Mr. Ebner. But in any event, Habitat has been a very good memorandum of understanding partner with us, and we see their involvement in the Northside Revitalization Project as a more concentrated focus from them to help us with the infill of vacant lots, particularly on our north side. And for council consideration tonight is the first reading of that ordinance to approve conveying those properties to Habitat.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second?
So move.
For approval?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Just a question. How did we acquire the properties that we're going to convey to Habitat for Humanity?
Well, this is just property that we purchased as part of the Northside Revitalization Project. The house on Hampton is in the Edgewood neighborhood. The house on Cornish is in Crosland Park.
Do you recall what the costs were?
I mean, I can get that for you for second reading. I'm sure it was somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, $30,000 to $40,000.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? We're taking a loss on this reselling it. Is there any kind of tax liability that we have or we could transfer over to the Aiken Corporation and let them take advantage of the capital gains loss, basically?
Well, of course, we don't pay tax, and the property is titled in the city's name. I mean, as far as future conveyances, we could take a look.
Wouldn't it be more reasonable to actually, when we do that, let the Aiken Corporation buy the property, get it titled, and then if we do sell it again, they can sell it at a loss and their tax liability would be reduced?
It's certainly something we could take a look at, Mr. Homoki, but of course, if we convey to Aiken Corp and then it goes for the dollar, again, we just have to take a look at that.
This may be something the city attorney needs to look into. I think you got to be careful doing what you say. I forgot the word they used for doing that.
Well,
I know,
it could be considered a sham conveyance.
It would be, yeah.
Right.
And you would have to keep it for a number of years to be so you could justify not being as a sham.
Yeah, we.
You'd have to be careful, and I don't know if the,
right.
There's some legal issues that come up if you do it.
Right. I mean, there's certainly some financial advisors we can talk to about that. I'm sure it's, you know, Habitat that gets the advantage because by not having to purchase the lot, that helps them put the money into the house instead and keep it at an affordable rate for the potential homeowner who puts in the sweat equity, of course, but it keeps their costs down so that they can afford a house payment on the house. So really, it fulfills the goals of your Northside Revitalization Project.
Okay.
And again, we discussed that with council before when we came up with a policy of conveying up to 3 houses a year to Habitat for that token consideration.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor? Show of hands, please.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, passes unanimously. Item 3, resolution to accept easements for Silver Bluff finished water line. Yes.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of the resolution is a resolution authorizing acceptance of deeds of easement over tax parcel numbers 107-1411-001, 107-1301-006, 107-1301-001, and transmission line TA5X041 for construction, maintenance, and operation of water lines and other utilities. You have a memorandum from Engineering and Utilities Director Larry Morris about the need for finished water line easements across the property of these various owners: Santee Cooper Utility, Woodside Golf LLC, Woodside Village Residential LLC, and Silver Bluff Development LLC. They are allowing us to place our water lines in property they own as a utility easement, and that will help us to deliver water from the new water plant that was approved as part of the budget last June. So for council consideration is just a resolution to accept the actual easement documents from these owners. so that we can build those water lines.
Okay. Do we have a motion and a second?
I move for approval, Mr. Mayor, of the resolution to accept the easements for the Silver Bluff finished water line.
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
Either Dick or I, we said the same time, so it doesn't matter.
All right, you seconded it. Who seconded it?
Reggie.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, I want to just clarify a couple of things that we brought up with Mr. Morris, if he could come up, please. I'm asking from here. Back when we first...
Let's let Mr. Morris get the microphone, if we could, Mr. Edward, just so we get it all in the record.
Yes, when we went back and approved this, it was either the purchase of the property or whatever for where the pump is going, and we talked about the easements, and didn't we have to expand it to that 10-foot construction easement because our public utility right-of-ways are really full of trees? Wasn't that part of what we were looking at, so we didn't tear out 20-foot of trees all the way along there for a couple of miles?
That is correct. We actually went out and walked the area with one of the Woodside representatives and flagged where we would be going with it, so these easements do reflect saving as many trees as possible.
Okay. I think that's an important thing because we looked ahead to keep some of the green space, if you will, because what's shown on the public utility easement was full of trees that are anywhere from, I guess, 0 to 50 years old down that. When we get over at the Santee Cooper transmission lines, I assume the 15-foot and the 10-foot is outside of the roadway, or are we going to dig up the roadway?
We've actually got to work over there through the golf course area where Santee Cooper is, and Santee Cooper is an overlay easement. They have an easement from Woodside Development for the main power transmission. So even though Woodside is giving us the right to use that property, we've got to go to Santee Cooper for the right to cross their easement. So that's what we're doing.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify to be sure that we had followed up on what we've said before. So thank you for doing that. That saved us money and trees.
Okay. Any other discussion? Let's vote. All in favor? Passes.
I think Council Member Wells had to step out, so he was not participating in that vote.
Yeah, oh, there he is. Okay. There he is.
Raise your right hand.
Okay. Okay. Dick, you had wanted to discuss something.
First of all, I really appreciate these supplemental reports that we get from Park and Recs and Public Works and so forth. And I just have hopefully a couple of easy questions on the solicitor monthly report. It says that there are 4 new DUIs. Now, I know this is solicitor and not public safety, but can I assume that those are 4 DUI cases that are going to trial, that you want to take the trial, but that is not necessarily the number of DUI cases that occurred in the city?
That is correct. That's the number of people who requested a jury trial on a DUI. We may have had others who came in and pled guilty on their ticket date, but those are just the ones who actually requested a jury trial.
And then we have 48 pending trials. Is that, from your perspective, is that a decent backlog? Is that too many? How old is the oldest one?
Are you 48 pending DUIs, you said?
Yeah, 48 pending DUIs. Do you know how old the oldest one is?
Not off the top of my head, it'd be from 2010. It'd be from last year.
Okay.
Would be the oldest. There's no ones older than that.
Okay. That seems reasonable, I would assume. Are you happy with that?
Well, I wouldn't say happy. We'd like to get rid of them more quickly, and we feel like we're making progress. But our aim is to get rid of them even more quickly. We're not satisfied with that.
Okay, thank you.
Ben, while you're there, let me ask, along with what Dick is saying, I think Pat Torrey is working with you. Does she work on the DUI?
No, she works on the victim cases. And now that's impacted the DUIs because it's freed me up to concentrate on the DUIs more, but we primarily have her on the criminal domestic violence, shopliftings, and other victim crimes.
Okay. I told you before the meeting that I've had several people tell me what a good job she's doing and how important she is down there. And I just like to know, like everybody to know that. She's a go-getter. She's an excellent attorney. And I'm glad to see that she's helping the situation. Dick, did you have anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
I have one thing. Glenn, I don't know if you got this letter or not. It's titled The ISA Softball in Aiken, South Carolina. All right, I'd like to read this because this came to me. I'm assuming Mike Caldwell sent it. His name is at the top. It's a very good thing here. Yeah. It says, my name is Mike Caldwell. I'm the Southern Region VP for the ISA softball. Your great city hosted our adult men's World Series this past weekend. I just wanted to let you know what a great staff you have. Glenn Parker, Jeff Metz, Steve Holly, Ben McDaniels, and a worker at the complex, Bree, went overboard for us. Being the Southern Region VP, I travel all over helping tournaments. I want you to know that your complexes are very nice, but the difference maker that you have is your staff. I was very impressed with them. You are very fortunate to have them. I will be nominating your complex for the National Softball Complex of the Year. Thank you so much for allowing Aiken to host the World Series. That is wonderful.
And you're very good.
Thank you, Glenn, and your staff. I know if you've got this, you've already told them, but tell them that we brought it up in council, too, and we're very pleased. Thank you for that effort that you're making. Okay, we need to go into executive session. Yes, you may.
It's different up here.
A new system.
Debbie Nix, 808 Woodbridge Street. I've missed y'all.
Suits me.
Mayor, would y'all consider doing something with the website for the city of Aiken? It is so frustrating when I go on to try and study or pull down documents today. I was pulling down some documents because I prefer to read them, and it just crashes. And it does it so many times, I just almost scream.
If I may, Ms. Nix, and again, feel free to call me in my office when you experience these problems. What we have with the website is just a limited number of licenses. I think I had emailed that to you. And what we were finding is that folks would capture those licenses and kind of monopolize them. So that's why you were experiencing the trouble that you're having. So I've had my IT staff work on that to see what we need to do to make the information more readily available and get beyond just this limited amount of licenses. Believe me, we're just as frustrated as you are because the way the system was set up, we didn't anticipate, particularly with archive documents, that there would be limited access. So we are working on a fix to that, and hopefully we'll fairly soon.
Yeah, would that be eliminating laserfish?
Well, I can't eliminate laserfish. That's where we've got all our documents. We're trying to work with them to have better access.
Yeah, it took forever, and then it just crashed. But it just seems antiquated to me, and I think for transparency, just to be able to get on and get the documents we need, because this has been an ongoing for months situation for me. And I read all the minutes for this council meeting for a whole year, and it was really good. So I use that a lot, and I think there are other people that do too, and I just like to have access to it, because sometimes in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, that's what I'm doing. I can't get you unless you want me to call you.
And again, we are working on a fix so that you will not continue to experience that.
Okay, do you know when that will be?
We're working on a solution. We'll let you know when we have it. So we're trying to make it sooner rather than later.
All right, I'll start calling you. Thank you.
Question, does that help you go back to sleep when you start reading?
I Actually, no. It's really interesting. The minutes, I will say, because I listen to audio, they're excellent. They're very good minutes. They're very, very accurate.
Very good. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. Okay, do we have a motion and a second to go into executive session for a contractual matter with Aiken County?
I second.
Okay.
I'll second.
I'd like to amend that and add another contractual item to discuss also, please.
You know about that?
No. Can I do that?
We have an advertisement. So.
All right.
Is it something that we keep till the 24th?
Huh?
Is it something that we keep till the 24th? We could advertise it.
Well, we'll need to do that, and then I'll bring it up to you in the morning by phone call.
Excuse me, but a point of order. We're talking about a project, not anything that's going to come out in public. Why does it have to be noticed? Does it have to be noticed?
I don't know what he's asking the question about, but all agenda items should be properly noticed in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. You have an agenda that says we were going to go into executive session for one reason. Now, you can go into executive session if we're having a city council meeting and an issue comes up, and, for example, city council wants to get a legal briefing from the city attorney about an issue that is before you, if it is one of the agenda items, for example, an ordinance that's in there, and you say, well, you know, is that legally enforceable? And I can take you into executive session and give you my opinion as your city attorney. But to bring a new item up to put into the agenda, it's not a question that it's a proper item.
Can we add agenda items as we start out?
The better practice is to advertise the items so the public saw those.
Historically, the agenda items that we've added for the end of council meetings tend to be those things which, you know, city council members are looking for clarification, or they've got a question, or they want to bring something to the city manager's attention, or they want council to have a brief discussion about an issue. It's not something you would typically have to vote on and that sort of thing.
No, there's no voting. I mean, listen, until I called the city manager, I had no idea what the executive session tonight was, and because there wasn't anything in the agenda that said what it was about.
It's on the front page of
because
the agenda.
Because I don't have the materials I've got for the executive session.
I'm not attacking you, Richard, please. I'm just saying.
I feel like I'm being attacked, Mr. Duarte. Just telling you why you don't have an item in your agenda.
But, I mean, it just simply said, and that goes out to the public. I mean, by its definition, an executive session is not something that the public even, we don't even take minutes. We just talk about something.
I don't know what this item is. And, again, if y'all call me before the council meeting, we could talk about that. And see about getting it properly on the agenda.
That issue is already solved. We've decided what they're going to do with
Dick,
you had another question.
I requested, but I will make a phone call in the morning.
I thought Dick had another.
Reggie and I talked about this, and it developed this afternoon, and we both think we ought to discuss it with the council, and if that's not possible, then that's not possible. Well, I just don't understand why it's not possible.
I didn't
go to law school.
I think our attorney has told you, and for 20 years we've been doing this or more, and 40, 50 years, it's not on here.
I'll take care of it in the morning if necessary. It'll be on the 24th.
Okay. All right.
First item.
Okay. Everybody raise their hand to go into executive session? Okay. Okay. Very good.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we come back into
session. Council is back in the chambers now, and do we have a motion?
Don't move.
And a second. To come out? Who seconded it?
Dick.
Okay. Is there a show of hands, please, to come out of session? Okay. We went into session to discuss a contractual matter with the Aiken County. We did so, and no votes or anything were taken, of course. And so we are finished for the evening then. Thank you.
Or anything that might be the interest of the